President Ahmadinejad and his counterpart Hu Jintao confirmed prime issues in Beijing. Israeli president says Iran's nuclear program demands a political rather than a military response. And the United States has called for the resumption of talks on Iraq security with Iran. And Asif Ali Zardari is elected as Pakistan's president. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Iran and English News with me, Nima Chitsaz. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad met with his Chinese counterpart Hu Jintao in Beijing, who first extended a warm welcome to Ahmadinejad at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing. Chinese president also thanked Iran for its support to the Beijing Olympics and Paralympics. President Ahmadinejad, in turn, appreciated China's positive policy and the international events. Although there was no press release about the topics covered by the two presidents, it's expected that Ahmadinejad and Hu negotiate about bilateral ties, Syria-Israel indirect talks, and the Caucasus crisis. Israeli President Shimon Peres said Iran's nuclear program demands a political rather than a military response. Peres said, "The problem can be resolved not militarily, but politically and economically." In remarks carried out by ANSA news agency, he described a military option in dealing with Iran as an error. The Israeli president has also invited Syrian President al-Assad to make a tour to Tel Aviv. He said he is also ready to visit Damascus if he is invited by his Syrian counterpart. Press said Syria and Israel should hold direct talks in Damascus or Jerusalem al-Quds. The United States has called for the resumption of talks on Iraq security with Iran. An American source said there are signs that both Washington and Tehran should huddle to solve current security problems in Iraq. The American source noted that Iraq is in a sensitive situation and both U.S. and Iran, as major powers, should confer about a strong solution to end the crisis in Iraq. The source said Iraq reconstruction is an important issue and Washington and Tehran should coordinate measures in this regard. Prior to the comment, Iranian President Ahmadinejad said Americans should take a more realistic approach about Iran and change their conduct about the country. However, President Ahmadinejad had cited that Iranian nation is ready for any interaction with the U.S. The Brazilian energy minister says his country will consider Iran's formal invitation to join Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. Brazil's energy minister, Edson Lobau, said Iran's extension of an invitation to Brazil for OPEC membership is being evaluated at the present time. The minister said the president and the Energy Policy Council have the final word on this subject. And our President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is in Beijing to attend the opening ceremony of the 2008 Paralympics later on Saturday. The opening ceremony will be held in the Bird Nest Stadium with a game scheduled for September 6th to September 17th. Iran's Paralympics convoy consists of 73 athletes who would contest in 9 different fields. Iran's national soccer team resumes their campaign to qualify for a second consecutive World Cup on Saturday night with a Group 2 clash against Saudi Arabia at the King Fahd International Stadium in Riyadh. Iran has regained the FIBA Asia Under-18 Championships in style, beating Kazakhstan 95-76 in front of more than a capacity crowd at the Azadi Stadium court. Kazakhstan managed to remain abreast of the hosts until the closing moments of the first quarter. But back-to-back baskets from Mehdishi Jang and Ramin Hunarman took Iran 25-19 ahead at the end of the first quarter. U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney has arrived in Italy on the last stop of a four-nation tour to promote Georgia's and Ukraine's NATO memberships. Cheney to address the Ambrosetti Conference on Security and Intelligence in Lake Como on Saturday. The Vice President expressed support for Georgia and Ukraine becoming eventual members of NATO. He was expected to press that message to leaders at the conference and in one-on-one talks with Spanish, Turkish, and Italian leaders. He also restated U.S. support for Ukraine's bid to join NATO and warned Russia against attempting to block Ukraine's entry to the military alliance. And now, U.S. Republican presidential candidate John McCain has lashed out at Russia, criticizing the country's actions on the Caucasus.
They invaded a small Democratic neighbor to gain more control over the world's oil supply, intimidate other neighbors, and further their ambitions of reassembling the Russian Empire.
Well, not a convincing comment on an important event. Now, Republican presidential hopeful John McCain attacked his Democratic rival as too weak to head the nation. McCain and running mate Sarah Palin vowed to bring reform to Washington. McCain's running mate Sarah Palin attacked Obama's opposition to sending more troops to Iraq. Obama has vowed to withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq and help calm the situation in the country. This is why McCain had promised a 100 years war in Iraq instead. Now, Asif Ali Zardari, the widower of slain opposition leader Benazir Bhutto, was elected president of Pakistan on Saturday. Officials said Asif Ali Zardari secured 291 votes out of the 426 valid votes polled in the parliament. Asif Ali Zardari, head of the Pakistani People's Party, competed with former Chief Justice Saeed Zaman Siddiqui and Senator Mushahid Hussain in the election. In significant pre-poll comments, he said that he wanted to trim the president's sweeping powers, which included authority to dissolve parliament and dismiss premier. BBC interviewed with a Pakistani MP after Zardari's victory, in which he said, quote, "As Zardari is a pro-U.S. president, he will be in trouble," unquote. A correspondent tried to get access to MPs, however, they refused to comment about Zardari's victory. At least 16 were killed and 80 others injured in an explosion that ripped through a security checkpost on the outskirts of northwestern Peshawar city on Saturday. Police said there was an explosion at a security checkpoint at Zanglai, and at least 16 were killed in the incident. The force in Peshawar, the capital of Northwest Frontier Province, said they had sent teams to the area. Now, a convoy of a former deputy Iraqi Prime Minister Ahmed Chalabi has been targeted by a car bomb in western Baghdad. Iraqi police says Chalabi was not in the convoy at the time, but 17 others, including 9 of his bodyguards, were wounded. The bomb exploded on Friday night in the Mansour district of Baghdad. Chalabi is a former Pentagon favorite who was once viewed by Washington as a possible successor to Saddam Hussein.
Republic! And in a republic, the government answers to the people!
This is what democracy looks like!
Demonstrators say police cut off the streets before the rally permit expired.
It's a sad state of the country when you have to be away from the police to feel safe.
America is supposed to be the land of the free and stuff, and look at this. I mean, it looks like we're in a war zone.
This is obviously a police state. People are not, our elected officials are not doing what we asked them to.
An American soldier died of wounds sustained from non-battle incidents in Baghdad. A U.S. military statement said the incident occurred on Friday without providing further details, but said investigation was underway. It added, The name of the deceased soldier is being withheld pending notification of next of